Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game, second hour on this Friday. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt alongside you, broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. It is the final Fireball Hot Take Friday before training camp opens up. So we have spent the first hour of the show collecting hot takes, and we've gotten some doozies. There have been some good ones. We're going to wrap up that conversation now. Don't forget, Ask D-Mace coming up at 4:30. So if you have questions for the soon-to-be Tennessee Sports Hall of Famer, make sure to get those in on our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our phone lines now and hear from John on our phone lines. John, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yep, go ahead, John.
Hey. My hot take is that I feel like we should keep Will Levis and start him, matter of fact, until he really does bad. I feel like...
All right.
I don't think your phone liked that hot take.
The phone said no to John's hot take.
Yeah.
Sorry, John.
Yeah, sorry about that. Like, Will Levis...
But it's his hot take,
Okay. It's a hot take. Everybody's allowed to have their hot takes. I don't see that one happening. You know, been there, done that. Like, that ship has sailed at this point, at least in Nashville. Hopefully he gets another chance somewhere else, but I don't think he's getting another chance here.
Yeah, and you're right. And the likelihood of him getting a chance here again to be the starter is unlikely. I'm not going to say it's 100% he won't, because it's not 100%. Nothing will happen to Cam Ward during camp. So I'm not going to say it's 100% that he doesn't play a snap with the Titans underneath center. But I'm sure there are people out there, you know, amongst the Titans loyals that believe Cam Ward should sit a year. You know, let him learn.
People out there.
You know, let him get himself, you know, acclimated to the game, you know, but don't make him day one starter. Let him sit, learn, and then throw him in there.
Yeah, I know Jared's had that take before, mm-hmm. Sit a couple of games, uh-huh. and then throw him in there. But I don't know. Ward played 50-plus college football games. I think he might be ready. We do have John back on our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. John, we'll give you a chance to explain your hot take.
Yeah, the reason why I think that is because it's really rare we get people like Jaden Daniels, C.J. Stroud, who come in. You know, they do really good for their team, offensive player, rookie of the year, all that. And I feel like I don't want another Marcus Mariota, someone like that, where they come in, they show flashes, but they never really get up to that true level. As of right now, I think we're in a rebuilding stage, and I don't think we really have a roster that can compete. And I feel like there's no real reason to go ahead and trade Will Levis when, even though he's done some wrong, just wait until he – because we're still developing it. He's just – second, third-year quarterback. So just wait until he truly messes up. Then Cam Ward can come in. Like a Lamar – I mean, look at people like Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. They sat down, had to come up, and then they're elite. I don't see a rush.
That's a fair point. Thanks for the call, John. I get what he's saying.
Yeah, I understand it.
My argument back would be you say Marcus Mariota – they let Marcus start week one of his rookie season. Uh-huh. But the Titans have also tried to sit and wait. Jake Locker sat behind Matt Hasselbeck his rookie year, and did that work out? So it's like, I think it depends on the quarterback.
Yeah.
We don't get to see Cam Ward every day. Mm-hmm. And I do agree with the point that if it's clear that Cam Ward isn't ready, if you're going through training camp and he looks lost, he's making too many mistakes, then sure, maybe it's better to hold him back.
Yeah, well, he briefly for a second brought up, you know, Lamar Jackson, and he was right. Lamar did sit. He ended up starting that year, and I think he led him to the playoffs that year.
I believe that's correct.
But Joe started the season off, and I think the season was going bad or Joe was hurt, and Lamar ended up coming in and reeling off a bunch of games and you know, got them into the playoffs. So, you know, I get it, you know, but – throwing Will Levis back out there after you've made him, I think you can do that if he's the number 12 pick in the draft, 15. But if he's the number one pick and it's close, you can't throw Will Levis out there. Now, if he shows that he's not ready, completely not ready, then okay, we got to reevaluate. But even with that, I don't think they want to put Will Levis out
there. It would be Brandon Allen.
It would be Brandon Allen, yes. They don't want to give Will Levis an opportunity. And this may be unfair to Will Levis, but hey, listen, they feel he had this. They don't want to give him the opportunity to go out there and ball out.
Right. Because then why'd you just pick now Cam Ward with the number one pick?
Exactly. Like, even though if that does happen, it's great for trade, but that's the last thing you need for is, you know, on Will Levis to completely outplay your number one pick.
And I, not that I think Will Levis is going to do that. I think he has promise. Like Will Levis, yes. I think there are still traits in there that could make him a good NFL quarterback. Yes. But I think it's not even a hot take to say Will Levis will never take a regular season snap for the Tennessee Titans again.
Yeah. It's hard for me to believe he will.
I mean, you're right. Imagine the fan reaction if he takes the first snap under center of the first home game. Like, not that you do everything for
it's
the fans.
It's kind of a bittersweet. It's kind of good and bad in a sense.
But it's like, do you want to put Will Levis out there just to get booed by everybody? Like, at that point, it's not good for the team. It's not good for the player. There's kind of there's no reason to go through that again. I don't think Will Levis is on the team week one, but if he is, he's definitely not taking the first snap of the game.
I'm going to tell you what's going to – if that indeed does happen, then, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people that need a lot of – need to answer a lot of questions, because if Will Levis is deemed the starter, then what's going on here? Did y'all
evaluate
some things?
What went on with the whole offseason?
Exactly.
Because the offseason basically was spent the entire time was, we are replacing Will Levis.
Exactly.
We are bringing in Cam Ward.
And then he ends up the starter outside of injury?
If Will Levis was already better than him, then what was the point of this offseason? It's not going to happen, but I do understand the people out there that say they want Cam Ward to sit. I think he's ready to start. Yeah. Let's go back to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, for one final hot take here on this Fireball Hot Take Friday. James, thank you for waiting. What you got for us?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. No, I was calling in regards to Cam Ward starting. This team should have an idea, in my opinion, of what that offensive line is going to look like going into the regular season. But if that offensive line is not there and the pass protection is not there, is it a good idea to throw Cam Ward in first snap against the Broncos? And is it going to hurt his development at all if that O-line cannot protect him that first game?
And that's a point that has been made before. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the call, James. My response to that is always, you can't treat him with bubble wrap and kid gloves. Like, if you want him to be a franchise quarterback, he's going to have to face the good defenses at some point. I don't know if you want to just bubble wrap him and say, you know what, the Broncos and Rams, those are good defenses. Let's wait and have him start week three. I understand you don't want him to get hurt, because injury is the easiest way to ruin a guy's confidence. Mm-hmm. But I don't see the point of saying, you know what, Patrick Surtain's really good. Let's not have you face him.
No, if he proves that he is by far the starter, then you put him out there. He got to take his lump somehow, you know. You can't sit back and say, well, I'm going to hold him so he doesn't have to play with one of the best defenses in the National Football League, or play against one of the best defenses in the National Football League the first game of the season.
Right.
We're going to wait. No, you throw him in a fire, and that's when you as an offensive coordinator got to understand where your quarterback is development-wise. If you're playing against one of the top defenses, and many say they are going to be the top defense in the National Football League, then we don't need to pass the ball 35 times a game. We need to establish a run and play good defense on the other side of the ball.
Yep.
And make sure he doesn't – make sure when we're passing, it's efficient passes. We're not taking chances on throwing the ball down the field. That's the responsibility of the offensive coordinator. That's a responsibility of the offense, to make sure that the game plan you go into with the rookie quarterback first game of the season, that it's a game plan that he feels comfortable with. And even if you're losing by 14, 21 points, you can't go outside of what you guys have put together for that game. You can't.
the Titans have said it's an open competition, and they're going to compete for the quarterback, this starting job. They're not going to tell you that Cam Ward's the starter until the end of training camp, but actions speak louder than words. If Cam Ward was going to sit this year, they would have signed a veteran quarterback with starting experience, and they didn't do that. So Cam Ward is going to be the starter week one, barring injury. Clearly, they feel good about that because, again, they brought in Brandon Allen to be the backup, who Brandon Allen, I think he's a fine backup, but he's not going to start games for you unless he has to. So we'll see what happens over the next month in training camp, but I would be stunned if Cam Ward is not the starter week one in Denver, barring any unforeseen injury. Let's end with this one, our hot take segment today. Nevada Josh, one of our favorites. He says, Titans Raiders AFC Championship game. I see it now.
Oh, wow.
And Kentucky goes undefeated.
Oh. Give him everything he wants. But who wins that AFC Championship, though, according to Nevada Josh?
Yeah, I would guess the Raiders. He's already told us the Raiders are lifting the Lombardi. So
that's right.
In order to do that, they'd have to beat the Titans.
Oh, wow.
Great stuff on the text line with our hot takes. It's the final Fireball hot take Friday before training camp. So we wanted to get all of them unloaded now. Lots of good ones in there. I still think my favorite is the punt return, kick return, touchdown. Because Titans haven't had one since 2018.
It's been a good minute.
We'll see. Thanks to everybody who jumped in. Also, make sure to get your questions in now for Ask D-Mace. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But we've waited long enough. It's time for Connor Newt to take over the program with Newt's Notes right after this here on Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. I love that Derek gets to hear these intros. Usually these only get played during Saturday shows.
Yeah.
Time for Newt's Notes. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, in for Jared Stillman today. Connor Newt, take it away.
Thank you, sir. It is the last Friday before we officially get rolling with football season, which means list season is coming to an end.
It is.
So I have put together one final list.
I love it.
To say goodbye. I present to you the Connor Newt Top 10 Throwback NFL Helmets. A revised
Phenomenal.
Edition, because I'm pretty sure I've done this before.
There's so many good ones, and we've got some new ones that have come out, so I'm excited to hear these.
We will start with number 10, the Dallas Cowboys.
Those white ones with the old
Navy star. My mom would probably kill me if I didn't put some sort of Dallas Cowboys representation on this list.
Those are definitely way better than the silver ones.
Yes.
For sure.
They're better. The worst ones that they wear are the silver ones, but they have the red, white, and blue stripe.
Right. Oh, I hate those.
They're so stupid. But the Dallas Cowboys are number 10. At number 9, I have the old New Orleans Saints throwback. They're just the same ones, but they have the old Fleur de Lis on it. It looks a lot better, and I think they should go back to that.
Maybe I just didn't even notice that they changed it.
Yeah. It was bulkier back then.
Okay. Gotcha.
I can't really give you a visual representation because this is radio, and radio you use with your ears. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I do. Yeah, you got to paint the picture a little bit. Let's see. New Orleans Saints throwback helmet. You can go ahead with number 8 if you
want. Okay. Number 8 is the old Minnesota Vikings. They roll those out every once in a while now. The old ones just look so much better to me. It's like a darker shade of purple. The horns look a little bit different, but it looks more detailed and not as simplistic.
Are these the matte ones they used to do?
Yes.
Yeah, those ones were good. I did like those.
They're much better. Number 7, the old Miami Dolphins. Not the ones they have now with the new Dolphin logo.
Right.
The old one with the helmet.
Oh, like
you went back.
Yeah.
Yes.
The way
back.
Dan Marino level.
Yes. Love it.
Like, the Dolphin wore the helmet. It looked great. Bring it back.
Yes, the Dolphin wearing the helmet, that was a must. We need that back.
Yes. This next one's a must, too, and I'm honestly surprised I didn't put it in the top 5. I probably should have, but the old Denver Broncos.
Yes.
The blue with the D and the horse.
The orange crush ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are great at number 6. Number 5, we're getting into the top 5 now. Oakland High School also wears these, but it's the white New England Patriots with the Pat the Patriot on it.
Yes, I like that helmet.
Those are arguably one of my favorite throwbacks in the entire league.
Yeah, it was 2009, right, when they did the AFL throwbacks? Because
The
snow game obviously gets remembered the most. Mm-hmm. But that was the year Chris Johnson he got 2,000 yards. And
that's right.
I love that some of those games came in the old Oilers uniforms.
They did. At number 4... We have the Seattle Seahawks. They roll out the silver chrome looking ones.
Those are great.
Which are super underrated in my opinion. Those are just great uniforms as a whole, but the helmets are what make it. And that's what this is about, the helmets.
The Seahawks throwbacks, I think, are underrated. They're up there in terms of the best uniforms in all of the NFL.
Just that shade of blue.
Right.
It looks so good.
It's great.
Number three. We're in the top three now, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Red Atlanta Dirty Bird Falcons.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the red helmet,
mm-hmm.
the black Falcon. With the stripe.
Yep.
Oh,
the gold stripe down the middle. I think the Falcons right now have the worst uniforms in the entire NFL.
You think?
Well, they got better when they got rid of the gradient ones. Those were absolutely horrible. The ones that slowly went from black to red.
Anything gradient is bad.
That was horrible. But
they don't wear enough red for the red Falcons.
I agree. The red Dirty Bird Falcons, the Deion Sanders look, like mm-hmm. that is one of the best ones. I agree. I think I know what your top two are. I didn't know what three was, but that's a good choice.
Well, number two, I'm sure you know, we have to have a little bit of bias here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The white oil derrick Houston Oilers uniform.
The Oilers helmet is great, and I do hope the new uniforms go back to the white helmet. Like a light blue helmet.
I was probably going to save this for Ask D-Mace, but I'll ask him right now. Anyway, uh-huh. D-Mace, you wore both. Uh-huh. Did you like the white one better or the light blue one with the oil derrick on it?
Man, did I liked it because we wore the white one.
Yeah.
The most. I like the white one because I still have them. I still have two of them, I think.
It's the red face mask that does it for me.
Yeah, the red face mask does throw it off somewhat. White face mask would have been better. But the old Derek was red, had some red in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This red stripe, and the helmet was white. But no, that whole uniform I love.
It's like
the old school Orla uniform.
I hate they're not wearing them this year.
Yeah.
It's tough. But
I like the away ones better than the home ones, where you wore the light blue pants
with the white
tops, white helmets.
Yeah.
It looked great.
We're going to get, Warren Moon, I don't know if he was supposed to spoil it, but he did say that there are
new. But that's not until next year.
Right. Probably not even until the new stadium.
I would guess roll him out into the new stadium.
Right. I would say February 2027, mm-hmm. that's when the new stadium is supposed to be done.
You should roll him out then.
February, March, April, somewhere in there around mm-hmm. the draft. I think that's when you do it. All right. Number one, I think I know what it is, but.
It is the Kelly Green.
Yep.
Philadelphia
Eagles. Yes.
The best throwbacks in the NFL.
I was about to say, where's the Eagles at in this?
Yeah, that is for sure number one. The Kelly Green Eagles.
They're so good.
I think
they just look so good.
Did you have the Rams on there?
No.
I love the old school Rams.
The St. Louis Rams. Yeah.
Yes, I love the St. Louis Rams. And the LA Rams.
The bright yellow and mm-hmm. blue. Yeah.
The other one I snubbed because I don't like it. Hot take. I hate the creamsicle Buccaneers.
Oh, really?
You don't like the creamsicle Buccaneers?
I don't like them in general.
I love them. Did you see the new uniforms they have with the creamsicle?
Yeah.
The white ones?
Oh, it looks nice.
They do look really good.
Nice.
I like the creamsicle, but I wouldn't put it. I'd probably put it in the top 10 somewhere, but not in the top 5. I think you got the top 5 pretty right. I feel good about the 5. What was number 5?
Ooh, let's see here. Oh. The New England Patriots.
Yes. Okay. The Patriots, and then you had Titans, Oilers, Eagles, Falcons, and Seahawks, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a good 5 right there.
Yeah. Now, we could do a whole nother one of just the alternate helmets.
Right.
Cincinnati Bengals would be number one.
The white ones?
The white Tiger stripes.
Those are good.
I like the white Bengal hat with the letters that said Bengal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the block back. Letters?
Yeah. I missed it when they had the name Bengal across it.
There's so many good ones. I'm so glad they got rid of the one helmet rule so we can get some of these great alternates and throwbacks on a regular basis. Titans just aren't wearing theirs, but maybe that'll change when they get the new set. So we'll see.
We'll see.
I like the list. That was a good list and a good use of Newt's notes today as we end list season officially coming up in the next couple of days. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Ask D-Mace coming up next. Do you have questions for Derek Mason? We will take all of them. Football, life, whatever it is, let us know. Text or call 615-737-1025. Don't miss out on some of Nashville's best deals. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals now, and you can purchase half off on gift cards for Bad Axe Throwing, Brewster's, Barrio Burrito Bar, and many more. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman today here on Stillman & Company, 1025, 1063, The Game. It may be a few hours later than normal, but Fridays are for Ask D-Mace. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt in for Jared Stillman today here on Stillman & Company. It is time for Ask D-Mace. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Text or call with any questions you have for the soon-to-be Tennessee Sports Hall of Famer, Derek Mason. We've got a couple already on the text line. This one from Adam in Portland wasn't actually for Ask D-Mace, but he asked it earlier, and I thought it would be perfect. So we actually got two texts in a row, and I lost the other one. We got two texts in a row that said almost the exact same thing. Adam said, here's my question for you. I think Derek Mason could be the number two receiver right now at age 51 for the Titans. Which other players retired at least 5 years do you think could start for the Titans right now? Somebody else said his hot take was that you came out of retirement and started for the Titans. So who are some Titans who are retired at least 5 years who could start for the team right now?
Oh, man. None of us, realistically. because all the guys that I'm thinking have been retired, you know, almost 10 years, if not 10 years. I respect the game too much to say I can go out there and be, you know, I try my hardest. I will give you everything I got. But if me giving everything I got ends up being I'm the number two receiver, then there may be something wrong with your evaluation of other people around me or just your evaluation of the receiver room. They must be trash then. I'm not saying that they are. But if I was to make your team at the age of 51, knowing good and well my knees are that far from just collapsing as bad as they hurt sometimes because I got chronic tendonitis, if I can be your second, you know, your second wide receiver, we got a problem. Because I'm not – there's some arrogance to me, and a lot of it, you know, dissipated once football started. 99% of it did. But I'm not that arrogant to think I can go out there right now and be the number two receiver. Maybe for a day or practice, yes. But after that, nah.
You're not interested in 17-game season at this point?
Nah. I mean, I would be interested in the pay, right. But not necessarily – there's 17 games. But listen, I'm saying that if I still could play the game, magically, I could still play. I would play. I would
really?
Play. Yeah, because it was fun. I enjoyed it. It was fun to me. It didn't become work or business to me from a mental standpoint. Like when I'm in it every day, it didn't become that until the last year I was in the NFL. And that at the beginning of that year, I knew. I'm like, I just don't have it in me. I don't. And I try. Even with the trade from the Jets to Houston, I tried. But I was done with the sport.
So once it's off.
Yeah, once it's off. It's
you
done.
Can't turn it back on.
At least not me.
Right.
I'm done with it because now I've exhausted myself. I've given everything. It's like now I'm not one of those guys that just want to, you know, collect a check. I wasn't that guy. Maybe I should have been, and I probably could have
stole stretched it
three more years, at least two. But I didn't love the game like that anymore. It became work.
It is tough. I mean, 5 years removed from the game, I'm sure it would be tough to jump back in. Mm-hmm. But thinking of somebody recent, Matt does say Delanie Walker. Like, is that because he's right around 5 years?
Yeah, I think Delanie's right around 5 years. But even that, I mean.
It's got to be tough when you're out of it for so long.
Because I still work out. I haven't stopped working out since I retired, and I retired over 15 years ago, and I still religiously work out. But even that, I'm not training football.
Right.
I'm just staying in condition. You know, making sure I run, stretch, do all these other things, just stay strong. But I'm not conditioning for football. I'm just not.
They always say there's a difference between being in shape and being in football shape.
Exactly. Definitely. Definitely. That's why when guys miss camp, it's hard on them when they come back. Because, yes, they're in shape. And, yes, they've been doing things. But there's nothing like actually being there, getting people pushing you and falling on you and pulling on you. That stuff helps.
You know, another guy who obviously, you know, this is all hypothetical because for anybody who's been retired for a while, it would be tough. Javon Kearse is a guy that you just look at and you're like, man, that dude could strap it up and play today.
Yeah. Okay, if we're just looking at the all, let's just put the all look team.
Yeah, like guys, all the guys, you're like, he could still play.
So Javon Kearse
would be in there.
Who else? We just, let me see. Delaney would be in there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, let me see. B-Hop. But he would have to change positions because he's lost so much weight.
Yeah, it's like Taylor Lewan. Like
exactly,
he couldn't play tackle anymore, but maybe tight end.
Exactly, you could play, but you can't play what you originally played in the NFL. So guys like Hoppy, but he wouldn't play left tackle. I would put him probably at tight end now.
Right.
But then his knees too, and he couldn't.
Yeah,
it's the all look team.
Right, all look team. It's not actually doing it. Physically. It's who looks like they could still go out there.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah,
Eddie maybe?
Yeah, the all look team, but Eddie probably would have to switch positions too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I see Eddie almost as a defensive end now. Yeah. A stand up linebacker.
Could see that.
A rush linebacker. I can see him as a rush linebacker now.
Let's see. Nevada Josh, congratulations on the Tennessee Hall of Fame. Well deserved. What outfit do you have picked out for the event tomorrow?
Oh, man. It's funny you ask.
More importantly, what shoes are you wearing?
Oh, I'm wearing white tennis shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, I got some. They're tennis shoes, but they're really not tennis shoes.
Like Sperry's.
They have a rubber bottom.
Okay.
They have a rubber sole.
Gotcha.
So, there you go. So I picked out, this nice blue color, you know, nice navy blue color, nice tie. Well, I'm not wearing a tie, so nice handkerchief.
Okay, pocket square.
Yes. So it's a beautiful suit. I got it the other day. I'm sort of giving a free plug here now.
Yeah, who are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing Levi's. I believe it's Canelli. I can spell it. I think it's Canelli Soup Company.
They're called cannolis. They're delicious.
Yeah, they're called cannolis too. But Canelli, Canelli, something like that. But I end up getting it from Levi's, who I've gotten stuff from there before.
Love
They've
it.
Done a wonderful job. So, I'm looking a little. I think I'm gonna look good tomorrow. I put the suit on there, tried it on, fit perfectly. You know, white shirt. So I am going to look like a million bucks.
We can't.
Matter of fact, more than a million.
I'm sure we're gonna see some pictures. So we can't wait to see the full look tomorrow night. Let's quickly go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Wes and Hermitage wants to jump in on Ask D-Mace. Wes, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Guys, it's Dad Joke Friday on Jared Stillman's program, and I don't know what to do with myself.
I know. What did Jared ever think that we'd have Dad Joke Friday and Ask D-Mace on his show?
Never.
You know, he is a parent now, so you might have to ask him when he comes back. His answer 2 years ago may be different than what his answer is today.
You got a point there.
But here's the thing is, D-Mace, I've got two dad jokes lined up, and I don't know which one to give you because they're both awful. So just pick one or two.
Hey, give me one. Give me one. One do you think is the worst? Because typically the worst is the best.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness gracious. You're going to hate me for this. Why should you never take sides in an argument at the dinner table?
Something about the main course.
That's a trick question. It's the perfect time to take sides. Actually, you got to be making sure you got Tupperware.
Yeah, that was...
Well done, Connor.
Yeah, the other one was not that good either. So I was like, you know what? We're gonna play this.
Hey, but this is
Derek
Stillman, listen.
Be very happy.
This is where you try your jokes out, okay?
Right.
On this program, well, not Jared, but DVD. So this is where we workshop.
You know, 14 out of 15 is not bad, though.
Hey, not at all. There you go.
But my question for you, man, is, you know, there's a lot of hype around Cam Ward. We talk about this all the time. Everybody thinks he's, you know, going to be in the Hall of Fame next year, I think. So if Cam Ward is as good as the fans think that he will be, then in reality, what should our record be at the end of the year in order to reflect that sentiment? I'm just curious.
Oh, man. Thank you, Wes.
Good Friday, guys.
Yep, you as well.
Me too.
We were just talking about this, you know, but it was more so on the line of Cam Ward winning the Rookie of the Year.
Right.
And if he wins it, they can have a good season without him winning it, but him winning it
usually means they have a good season.
They're having a good season. So if Cam Ward is what the Titans believe he is and can be and develop into, and you see it right away like you did with CJ Stroud, Jaden Daniels, even Caleb Williams to an extent, Drake May,
yep.
Bo Nix, even though Bo Nix's season wasn't great, he led his team to a playoffs. If you see that early on, I do believe this is a team that's going to push for a playoff spot. I'm not going to say what the record is, but I think if Cam Ward is who they believe he is and what some people here in Nashville think he is because of what they saw at Miami, then this team will be contending for a playoff spot.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah,
I would. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Ask D-Mace. We got one more segment. We will get to your calls and texts coming up next. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman today here on Stillman & Company, 1025-1063 The Game. Stillman & Company, 1025-1063 The Game. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman today. We are wrapping up Ask D-Mace. Lots of great questions for Derek Mason today, some good dad jokes as well. We will continue to get to those. Last call, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our phone lines. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. T-Mac in the borough wants to chime in. T-Mac, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
All right, my first question is, both of them are about the uniforms. First of all, why in the world do you think that they will announce that they're not wearing the Oilers uniforms? I just don't understand why they wouldn't wear the Oilers uniforms this year. So that's my first question. You know, why wouldn't they wear the? Why do you think they wouldn't wear the Oilers uniforms? And then two, we just got new uniforms. Why are we getting new uniforms again already? It was like 2018 when we got the last one. So then that's my second question. Why do you think we're getting new uniforms? And I hang up and listen.
Both fair questions.
Yeah, both. Thanks a lot, T-Mac. I can speculate why, they make a change. Because I look at it like this. I think a lot of it does have to do with the new stadium. I really do.
Heading into the new stadium.
I think it's just a total rebrand like they did when they moved from Houston here, and then when they moved from Memphis to Nashville,
right?
It was a total rebrand because you got to understand we wore Oiler helmets for 2 years.
Yep,
we wore the Oiler colors, the jerseys, and everything for 2 years. But once we moved into our new stadium, Adelphia at the time, that's when the whole new rebranding started. Now, listen, they didn't have to. There was not enough time in between to go from the Oiler jersey to another jersey, then to the what would be considered, you know, back then, two-tone Titan blue, whatever you want to call it. It wasn't enough time, so we went from the old to the new. Here, he's right. I don't understand why it's not happening this year. The jersey change is not happening this year, but you and I talk. Is it going to happen next year, or do they want to wait
for the new stadium?
The new stadium rolls out. Maybe they start selling them the year, the off season prior to moving in the stadium to get the buzz going, like right around draft time.
Yep.
Where you start unveiling and selling them to everybody. But I don't see why you would. You just changed the jerseys somewhat some years ago, not too long ago.
2018?
Was it 18, 19, 17? 18, 19, one yeah. somewhere. And 18. Then, so what is it?
Seven years later? Little under a decade of the new ones.
Exactly. So all of a sudden now you're about to me it's just I hope that they keep the jerseys until they move into the new stadium. So hopefully, T-Mac, that answers your question. I just think it's a whole new rebranding, even though you're right, they changed them in 2018. I think it's still a rebranding of the franchise now that they're moving into a new stadium.
And as far as the Titans not wearing the Oilers uniforms this year, it's a little bit of a stretch of a theory, but I tend to kind of subscribe to it that Amy is mad they're 0-2 against the Texans in those uniforms. I think that's probably what it
is. So they're like, we're not wearing those uniforms. She's right. Like, we're not getting those things no more.
I understand it could be a whole lot of different things, but it kind of makes sense, right? T-Mace, I warned you about this one in the break. Okay. Somebody needs your advice out on the golf course right now. 2830 on the text line says, D-Mace, I just hit into someone on the golf course in front of me. It was an accident because it was a blind shot. He came up to me in front of his girlfriend and tried to threaten me. What should he have done?
He hit somebody
with a golf ball.
With a golf ball in the golf cart.
Right.
I mean, how far were they out? Or did
he said it was a, he said it was a blind shot, so he couldn't see them out there.
Oh, he didn't see them. Wow. So it must have been a dog leg right or left. He didn't see them something. Or a par five.
Yeah, it could have been a long hole and just maybe into a dip.
Was farther. I mean, I think you did the right thing by not doing anything. Hey, I apologize, man. My fault. He's probably trying to act tough because his girlfriend was there.
Right.
That's the worst thing, to act tough for your girlfriend and then get beat up for acting tough. But I do not condone fighting unless you're protecting yourself.
Right.
You said you were sorry. You didn't mean to do it. It was an accident. You didn't see him out there. So the guy should have just let it go. I mean, you did the right thing by not, you know, whatever you did to, you know,
de-escalate the situation.
Great job for you. To you,
I will tell a quick story. I have hit somebody on the golf course before.
You never told me this.
It was the greatest drive I've ever hit in my life. Uh-huh. Like, they were way out there. I was the last person in my group to hit, and I just striped it right down the middle. And guy was in his backswing, and it hit him in the leg on the fly. And he yells, "Get down here!" So I got in the cart, drove down, and apologized. So sorry. And I go, I didn't think I could hit it that far. Like, just being 100% honest. And
I've never hit it that far.
He was not very happy. He stole my ball. But I
think it's like, sometimes, man, it's just, some confrontations, especially like that, I don't understand them unless you were trying to hit the person. But if you're 300 yards down and somehow, some way, a ball hits you, it's not like the person that is hitting you did it on purpose.
I wasn't trying to hit into them.
Yeah, or if they hit your cart. Sometimes, man, it's just like, why? Why even want to fight somebody? Because I'm sorry, man.
Yeah,
he
said to me, most people would beat you up right now. And
like, for what?
It was a bigger guy. I was in college at this point, so I was like 19 or 20. Oh. And bigger guy, he goes, most people would beat you up right now. I was like, I don't think most people would, but, like,
exactly.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay, man.
That's where you pull out the club.
I may be a little upset. Like, man.
I should have brought my five
iron.
As
long as I'm not hurt, man, we're good. keep it moving, man. You ain't mean to do it. Let's go.
All right, let's get to one more before we wrap this up. Steven has a question. He asked, Derek, you had nine rushing attempts in your career.
Woo.
Can you name who you had the longest run from scrimmage against?
I think the longest run from scrimmage was like a yard.
It was 7 yards, is what he says.
Oh, man. I'm trying to figure. Was it? It was in my younger days, too.
I'm trying to see if I can find it.
Gosh. Because we didn't do reverses back then or quick screens like that. It was here at home, I believe. It was at home. Gosh.
Okay. I found it.
I think it was at home. Well, I know it was at home.
It was not at home.
It wasn't at home?
No.
I'm trying to think of way running.
So,
this
says you only have.
Was it Green Bay?
It was not. Okay, here we go. You did not have a run against Green Bay. So you did have 9 career rushing attempts. 5 of them went forwards. Your longest one was 7 yards. Your longest home one was actually with Baltimore in 2008, December against Jacksonville. You had 3 yards on that rush.
Oh, I remember that one. That reverse. It was awful. We were in Baltimore, I believe.
Yes, in Baltimore against Jacksonville.
Yes, I remember that one. That wasn't a good one.
So your longest one was actually at New England in 2003 with the Titans. Uh-huh. You had 8 catches for 99 yards that day and 1 rush for 7 yards.
Wow. Big time.
Good you. Filling up the fantasy stat sheet.
Absolutely.
You did. Your rushing career, you finished with 3 career rushing yards on 9 carries.
Three more than either of us have.
Right, though. That is true. You have
combined,
3 more.
Combined, we had a lot of rushing yards.
3 more You're than right. both of us and pretty much anybody listening out there in Nashville. That was a good question, Stephen. Thanks texting in.
Yeah. We didn't run the football. We didn't do many reverses, even with guys that we had that had, they considered speed. We didn't do it much. I don't know why. Maybe that wasn't the NFL back then, a bunch of reverses. It really wasn't.
Did you ever get lit up on one of those runs?
No, I didn't. I've always wanted to run them in college. I think I ran maybe one in college. I just wasn't the reverse guy, I guess, even though I was a punt returner and a damn good one. They didn't want to put me on the reverses, man. What's wrong with them? I could have got more yards.
You could have.
I could have filled up the stat sheet.
You could have been like Debo Samuel out there.
Exactly. They could have put me out there and threw me all those quick screens, but that wasn't the NFL then.
I guess that's true. A lot of that has been introduced the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
So. Great stuff from everyone out there on Ask D-Mace. There are a few more, maybe later in the show, we'll get back to it. But we will move on. It's time for everybody's favorite segment coming up next. Derek needs his revenge from yesterday. We're going to play Where Are They Now once again. Connor Newt has another list of 5. We're going to see who can figure out where they are now. I've heard we have some good ones today. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt in for Jared Stillman here on Stillman & Company, 1025-1063 The Game.